South African runner Caster Semenya is considered the overwhelming favorite to win gold in the women's 800-meter race this week at the Rio Olympics. But she's getting attention for more than that. Semenya's been publicly identified as intersex, and intersex athletes who are anatomically and genetically ambiguous have been a long-running source of controversy at the Olympics. From Rio, NPR's Melissa Block reports.
Caster Semenya exploded onto the world scene in 2009 when she was just 18.
Semenya pushes on again, and she's breaking away.
She came out of the blue and destroyed the field at the World Championships in Berlin.
The winning time is going to be terrific.
And it was. She finished in well under 2 minutes. Just listen to how this announcer described Semenya's victory lap. He can barely conceal his discomfort.
As this athlete goes on a lap of honor. An amazing performance. We'll be hearing a lot more of that, no doubt.
There was so much talk around her.
Hazel Clark ran against Semenya in the semifinal of that race. Clark missed the final by one spot.
Everyone's kind of said, something's not right with her. God, have you seen her?
It wasn't just Semenya's blistering performance that raised questions. It was also how she looked. She has broad shoulders, narrow hips, a prominent Adam's apple, and there's her voice. Here she is talking on the Olympic Channel after she won silver at the 2012 London Games.
I feel very happy, you know. Unfortunately, we didn't win a gold. The plan was to win the Olympic. It's the first Olympic for us. I think it's a good performance.
In 2009, Semenya was subjected to sex testing. It was supposed to be confidential, but reports leaked out that she had testosterone levels 3 times as high as most women, along with other intimate details about her anatomy. She became targeted with abuse on social media.
I've seen comments from people in response to her performances where they very quickly call her he and him because they say she's not a woman.
Ross Tucker has written extensively about the issues raised by intersex athletes.
And some of them are even cooler than that, and they call Caster Semenya it, as though she's some kind of freakish monster. And that's just horrific.
Tucker is a professor of exercise physiology at the University of the Free State in South Africa, and he points out that sex testing of women athletes has a long history. In the past, Olympic officials were trying to ferret out men posing as women. Female athletes were subjected to infamous nude parades, where they were examined by a panel of doctors. If they passed, they were given a certificate.
It's incredible that they called it this. They used to call it the certificate of femininity. And that's what female athletes used to have to carry with them.
And Tucker notes there are racial overtones to this controversy. Semenya is black.
People say that the only reason she's being questioned is because she doesn't conform to a Western perception of what a woman should look like.
But for Tucker, the real issue is biological. He says there's a proven reason that men and women athletes compete separately. Testosterone gives men a distinct advantage, a performance boost of about 10 to 13%.
That's basically the crux of this issue is, do intersex athletes who compete as females have an advantage thanks to testosterone that is unfair, even compared to obviously other recognized advantages in sport?
In 2011, the International Governing Body for Track and Field set new rules for women with high testosterone levels. They would have to bring those levels down below the normal range for men by taking testosterone-suppressing drugs or by having their internal testes surgically removed.
I thought that was a compromise that balanced the requirement for human rights versus that of performance rights of other athletes in the sport.
But, Tucker explains, last year the Court of Arbitration for Sport suspended that rule, which means there are currently no upper limits on testosterone for intersex athletes.
It's the most complicated issue in sport because it's so layered, you know. It's just so loaded. It's like every single topic here is a landmine.
And for Hazel Clark, Semenya's former competitor, who's stayed in touch with her through social media, that's uncomfortable territory.
I have a great deal of respect for her. I think she's born the way she was born, and it's up to us to figure out how to regulate it and make it as fair as possible for everyone, and that's including her. I can only imagine how she felt as a young woman, the way people were talking about her and scrutinizing her and attacking her. I felt a lot of compassion for her, and I still do.
For her part, Caster Semenya has never spoken publicly about any of this. This week, she tweeted an image of a poster that reads, "I truly believe my haters are my motivators." Melissa Block, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.